You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are state champion robotics engineers, Noah Tack Post and Eli Douglas. They're both seniors at Thunder Mountain High School. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So congratulations, state champs, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So you're part of a team of eight named Trial and Error. Is this just Thunder Mountain High School?
Yes. This is our Thunder Mountain team.
All right.
There's five teams at Thunder Mountain, one at JDHS.
Okay.
And there was three teams at the state competition from Thunder Mountain.
All right. Take us to that state competition. Where was it and what did it look like?
It was at the UAA Sports Arena, and there was one field, and there were – how many teams were there?
There was 24, 25, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a busy couple of days. There was a lot of running around to be done just because the competition took place kind of in two different parts of the building. So part of the challenge of the competition that day was getting stuff done when you had to run a football field's length away to get back to your pit.
Yeah, I bet there were a lot of challenges. So Trial and Error is the name of your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the robot that you constructed.
Well, we went through six different robot designs through the season. The one that we landed on before going to state, we'd only had for about a month. And we've actually won two awards for that process and detailing that process in a notebook.
Yeah.
Cool. And what did that device look like?
The robot?
Mm-hmm.
There are kind of requirements, you know, or there's restrictions when you build a robot for the competition. And the main restriction is that it has to be within an 18 by 18 by 18 cube. And so we started our design by making our robot into a giant cube about 18 inches on each end. And it's pretty much a box, and it has two slides that extend out the front. And at the end of those slides is a sort of sweeping mechanism that sweeps up these plastic elements that is part of the game. We have to pick up these elements and put them into a high position, into a place that's hard to get to. And those arms, it'll sweep up the elements. It'll pull them back into the robot. And then we have a telescoping tube made out of soda bottles that we strung together. Will extend out of the top of our robot. And inside the belly of the robot, we have this kind of catapulting mechanism that's using a snail-shaped gear sort of thing. I'm not the best at explaining it. Our main engineer is the best at that.
Yeah, me and Noah Tack are the programmers. We didn't have too much in the building of the robot.
Yeah, but that catapult mechanism, it as it goes down, it builds up tension and then it hits the element and it flies through the tube and lands in the spot where we need it to.
Got it. And these are challenges that you knew ahead of time and you built the robot towards that. Is that right?
Yeah. If you're interested in looking at what the competition looks like, there's lots of YouTube videos and you can even find the state competition if you look up First Alaska.
Yeah. The whole competition was streamed and recorded and is on – it's either Facebook or YouTube, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So again, your team is Trial and Error, the team of eight individuals. Did you give your robot a name, by the way?
It's had a couple different names.
A couple names. The names – because we've had like different robots throughout the season, we've named the robot kind of according to the robot's strengths and just kind of what it was. Like one of our robots that used large treads, we called it the Tankbot, and then we had Tankbot V2. When at the regional competition back in December, our robot was very small and very fast. And so we called our robot Sonic, like Sonic the Hedgehog. Also because we had a 3D printed kind of figurine of Sonic the Hedgehog that was on our robot during the competition.
All right. So, it was interesting for me to hear about delegation of tasks earlier. You two are programmers.
Mm-hmm.
And what were some of the other tasks on the team?
There's programmers, builders. There are some individuals who need to be responsible for the notebook, which is like a record keeping of what we do. There's fundraising tasks, community outreach tasks, and people find different niches inside the program, and we haven't ever had problems with people not doing something that they like.
What was the most challenging part of this process? And actually, let me – before I ask that, let's back up. When did this team come together? How long have you guys been working together?
Well, the season started in October, I think. So the season itself – this season started in October. Most of the seniors on our team, we've been working on FTC robotics since we were freshmen on the same – Eli and I have been on the same team together. But some of us have actually been doing Lego robotics together since we were in third grade. So some of us have been working on robotics together for a very long time.
Got it. And now my question is, what were some of the biggest challenges in this process?
I think the engineering, like putting the robot together, we put in so many hours getting that robot together. Because after Regions, we kind of realized that the robot that we had at the time was not what we wanted it to be and not capable of what we wanted it to do. And so we decided – we went all in, and pretty much every day since the beginning of December, we have worked on the robot. Until state, we kind of took a break after state. But since then, we've been – we put in a lot of time into that robot. So
how about you, Eli? Challenges?
I'd say one of the biggest challenges that we faced as a team through the past years has been knowing when to give up on an idea and try something new. And this year, I think that played to one of our strengths. We cycled through, like I said, like six different robots. So we really knew when to when something wasn't working.
Interesting. Okay. So you guys won state. Again, congratulations. You said 25 teams up there?
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. What's next?
Next is Worlds in Houston, Texas. It's like April 17th or something like that. And yeah, it's going to be a very big competition. Was it something?
I think it's going to be 5 days, and there's going to be over 500 different teams there from all over North and South America. And I think – no, it's all over the world.
Well, yeah, there are two – there's two world competitions going on. One's in Detroit, one's in Houston. And so they divide up the world into different areas that go to the two competitions. And the Houston one will have most of North America, South America, and then a couple European countries and a couple African countries as well.
Have you already gotten your challenge for this one?
It's the same.
Is it? Okay. Uh-huh. So you'll be taking maybe the same device?
We will.
That's the plan.
Yeah. It's just a matter of refining it now and making it work even better than it did before.
All right. What challenges do you guys see between now and then as you move forward?
I think fundraising is going to be our biggest challenge. It's going to be very expensive, a very expensive trip for our team. And so, yeah, raising all the money to go is going to be our biggest challenge.
Yeah, that's our top priority at this point. Speaking of which, we're looking for local businesses mostly to support us, and we have – a number of different like things that we can work with those businesses with.
Yeah. Also for individuals, we do have a GoFundMe. So if you can go – if you want to go look us up on there, anything helps, and we appreciate all the support.
What should we look for on the GoFundMe site to find you?
I think you just look up trial and error. Yeah, you should just be able to look up our name and you should find it.
Could big sponsors – could we get our names put on the side of the machine?
Yes,
that is something we do. Depending on how much a business is wanting to donate, we will put names onto the side of our robot. So,
and that'll go on a camera that'll be on a worldwide live stream. So,
yeah,
very cool. All right, you guys. So we should find you on GoFundMe. Look for trial and error. What are other ways that we can contribute to your endeavor?
Well, I think spreading the word. I guess. You know?
If you're unable to donate to the GoFundMe, sharing it to people who might be able to is just as effective.
Yeah.
All right. We've been speaking with Noah Tack Post and Eli Douglas. They're seniors from Thunder Mountain High School, the robotics team Trial and Error. They're going to the world competition in Texas in April.
Yes.
Good luck, you guys. Find them GoFundMe Trial and Error to help support that.
Thank
thanks
you.
For coming on the show, you two.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks.